Fish and fever won't go away. I love to quit my job and just fish every day. No fishing stories, well, I tell, for what I say is fact.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. We have John Kerska with us. And then in our other studio, we have Mike the Grizz down in La Paz. And we're having such a party. We're going to invite Mike the Wolf from Picante Sport Fishing to join in, and we're going to find out what's happening in Cabo San Lucas. Apparently, it's warm down there. The water's warming up, and the fishing's getting hot. Is that right, Wolf?
That's correct. It is. We've had a couple of blue marlin this last week. Stripes are still hitting. A couple of sailfish, the three sailfish, a bunch of dorado and tuna. It's looking good out there.
Yeah, well, I caught couple days ago, I was down there with you, and we got a nice sail and a nice marlin. Mike, everything is happening, isn't it, brother?
It is looking good out there. It's real nice. Eugene didn't do much to us. He's out in somewhere in the Pacific getting ready to die down. I guess he's still a Category 3, but he's not really affecting us much.
That's great. There's another one cooking around down there I seen on the television. Is it coming this way?
It sits pretty far down. I don't think it's going to hit us for a while, and even if it does, it may just be a brush. You know, those ones that come from down south there along the coast tend to get up near us, and usually we're lucky and they head out to sea. So we can just hope again.
Yeah, well, we don't need anything like that because the fishing's just so great, and you guys are doing such a good job down there with all your boats going out. I mean, the great thing about Picante, you can go out there and fish. When it gets too hot, you just go inside and the air condition's on.
I was just going to say, Grizz, is that the most of the boats that Picante puts out in the water, unless you're pulling on a fish, you just get to walk in the air-conditioned salon and have a table and maybe a cold drink if you like, and just wait for the bell to ring when the hostess comes in and says, "Excuse me, Mr. Hennigan, but your fish is on."
Yeah, isn't it great?
Yeah, really. Hello, your fish is on, sir.
This time of the year, of course, we're getting into the hurricane season, but it sounds like it's starting early. But do they raise the humidity when this happens?
Yeah. It's up quite a bit, but it's still. And we've got a little bit of a breeze now, so as long as we can do that humidity, as long as we have that breeze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And, of course, the heat is what we want because it heats up the water and the big fish like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those big billfish like that. I'll tell you, here up in La Paz, the humidity picks up and you just die.
Mike, I understand you're going to be taking off for a month or so and trying to get out of that heat and be traveling around the country. So I'm assuming we're going to be able to follow you around and stay in touch with you?
Yeah, we'll stay in touch, and I keep up on our reports, and I'll be writing reports for here and I might give you some fishing reports from North Carolina. You never can tell.
Okay. Well, I just found out. Grizz and I just talked this morning that I'm going to be going down there in 2 weeks. We've got some people from Germany coming over with some special equipment they want to bring down to Cabo and test out. So we're going to make sure that the Picante fleet gets to take a look at that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty exciting. I'm sorry I'm missing that. But okay. Sometimes you just got to go on vacation.
There you go. Well,
don't worry about it, Mike. I'll have it. They're going to leave it down here, and we'll go out and work with it with you. You know, you and I being both biologists, I want your opinion on it.
That's
too.
Right. That's right. I'd forgotten about that. Anyway, we're going to move across to Florida right now. So, Mike, if somebody wants to get in touch with Picante Fleet, my recommendation is they go to fishtalkradio.com, and right on the front there's an icon that says Picante Fleet, and get in touch and get the best boats that you can in all of Cabo San Lucas. And how many boats do you have?
We're managed. We've got a total of 20 boats.
So you can probably fix us up.
We own 10, and we're managing some.
Perfect.
And if you do want to talk to us down here, right here in the marina, you can call us at 714-442-0644, and we'll give you the real skinny on what's happening.
Perfect. Okay, we'll be talking to you soon, Mike. We're going to move off to Bob that's down in the Florida Keys in Isla Morada at the Holiday Isle Resort. Bob, it's kind of the warm time of the year out there, but I guess where you are, it's always warm. It doesn't make that much difference the time of the year, does it?
Well, it is. It's warm now, but it's not always as warm as it is today. But in the wintertime, we get more comfortable in the 80s and 70s even, so it's in the 90s today, though.
It's in the 90s today?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, you got it cool. I'm at 114 right now.
I'll take what I have, then. I'll take what I have.
Yeah, don't complain at all, Bob. I mean, you got it. I can fry right now an egg on my car.
Well, then you got me beat by a long shot.
Yeah, well, now we know what happened to Mike's brains. They got
they fried as well. Huh?
I hope you're not talking about me.
Hey, Grizz, we wouldn't tease you like that.
Yeah, but, I know that. No. Bob, but tell us what's happening. I really want to know what kind of fish are jumping out there.
Well, I had some friends down from Springfield, Illinois this week, and they took a boat out yesterday, and I greeted them on their return at 4 o'clock on an all-day deep water charter, and they came back with a boatload of dolphin and one barracuda. And they were happy as larks, and some fairly nice sized dolphin, and so that's what they caught back yesterday, and for where they went, and they had a great time on an all day trip.
What'd they do with that barracuda?
You know, I didn't ask that. I left before they started working on that, so I don't know what they did with that. It was hanging up on the rack, though, for pictures.
They're not good eating, are they?
No, they are not good eating. Absolutely.
Okay.
My biggest one, 52 pounds, and I didn't kill it. I released it. I just didn't know that it could eat them.
No, they don't eat them, I don't think.
Bob, we want to make
sure. I found people that ate them was when I was in the Bahamas, and they ate just about anything.
Okay. Well, we're talking about barracuda out in the Pacific Coast, and they're edible if they're prepared right, but they're, you know, you don't want to have them hanging around for a while. You got to keep them cold. Bob, we've mentioned it before, but we want to make sure that people know if they are interested in going to the Holiday Isle Resort that they can just check in and mention Fish Talk Radio, and Fish Talk Radio is going to kick in $200.
That's right. We have a fabulous deal. Anybody that wants to come, stay three nights or more, and we'll take $200 off your bill courtesy of Fish Talk Radio.
Great.
And you can use that credit on anything you wish.
Perfect.
Now, to your room. It could be your fishing, somebody, your food and beverages.
Perfect. If somebody wants to get in touch, all they have to do is go to fishtalkradio.com, and right on the front is Holiday Isle, and we'd like you to get in touch and make sure that you give Bob a call, and he'll give you the straight scoop. Right now,
VIP treatment.
Right, there you go. Right now, we are going to back down to Baja, and we do have Chucky Van Warmer on the round. Now the world-famous big game fisherman. Chucky?
Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, guys. Hello.
Yeah, we're real happy. I'm so proud of you, Chucky, getting that 557-pound blue winning the tournament. You're my hero.
Hey, it was a really nice one, and caught it really, really near the shore, and it was a great tournament, great turnout, a lot of people, a lot of participation, and thank God the morning was right there, about 10 minutes from where we... the opening ceremony was, where the shotgun start was.
Wow! So you took off from the start, and within 10 minutes you hooked up to how big was it?
557. No, we actually we caught it around 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock in the morning we hooked it up there at the La Ribera, right between La Ribera and Rancho Leonero.
Oh, okay, so you're great. And I assume it was in deep water.
It was. There's a small there's two banks right there in front of La Ribera, mm-hmm. and we were in the first one.
Okay.
And that's where we got hooked onto it.
Great. Well, we've only got about 30 seconds left, Chuck. We were trying to get in touch with you, but real quickly, how do you catch a 557-pound tuna in 20 seconds?
In 30 minutes. 30 minutes.
Okay. No, you only... Yeah.
We caught a 30. You know what? You have to have very good gear. I had an accurate 80 with the 80-pound test, a top shot, 130 on Spectra, and a 300-pound leader. And you have to fight it and fight it and fight it and have that fish turn around and come to you.
There you go. Okay, we're going to have to go. Maybe we can pick this up again. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio, and get in touch with Chucky with that 877-777-TUNA, or go to fishtalkradio.com and look right on the front. We'll be right back with Fish Talk Radio.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
I want to go fishing, because it takes my stress away. I want to go fishing, try and cast my blues away. I want to go fishing, I don't want to watch the clock. I want to go fishing, I don't ever want to stop.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with John Kurska. Hi, John.
How are you, John?
Fantastic. And we have the Grizz on the line from our office in La Paz. We're going to take a... We are in southern Florida. Let's just keep right on going. We went from Baja to the Florida Keys, and we're going all the way down to Costa Rica. And, Mark, I suspect that you're in San Jose up in the mountains where it's cool.
Hi, John. Barely hear you.
Okay, sorry about that. I just said I suspect you're in San Jose, where it's a little bit cool up at the top of the hill.
Good. Great time to visit Costa Rica. We're just getting into the rainy season, but it's still lovely. If you have a couple of weeks and nothing to do and want to enjoy yourself, see some great beaches, enjoy some exciting whitewater rafting, perhaps... dine at the foot of an active volcano, this is the place to come. And the fishing, of course, which is great.
Well, this, of course, it's always the time of the year. This is the time of the year that's getting the rainy season in Costa Rica, though, right?
It's just starting.
Okay.
Mornings are glorious, beautiful. You get a couple of hours of rain in the afternoon, not very heavy yet. And then the evenings are fresh and cool. So,
right.
Anybody who comes down can still enjoy themselves.
Yes. I mean, it rains, but it's not like it's cold. And then the sun comes out and it turns into steam and the sky is blue again. And what it does, though, is it makes things nice and fresh.
It is lovely and fresh. And as I said, the fishing is pretty good for those who like to fish. For those who don't, it's not good.
Well, what are you catching down there right now?
Okay, on the Pacific, lots of tuna. They were bumping into them. The South Pacific, one of our top captains just called me up and he said they went out a couple of days ago. And during the day, what did we come up? 4 for 6 sails, 5 roosters between 20 and 55 pounds, and a 45-pound amberjack, which is not bad at all.
No, that's a lot of fun. So this is probably a good time to go down there if you want to get down. It's because it's kind of not during the peak of the season. I imagine there's some pretty good deals.
That's right. And a lot of hotels lower the prices 20-25%. And it's not as crowded. You can get around easier. You might be able to, make some deals on your own while you're here for guys, things like that.
Well, I know that if you want to make some deals, you get in touch with Mark in Costa Rica, and he knows everybody, and he can set everything up, and he'll make sure you're taken care of with VIP treatment. And again, go to fishtalkradio.com, and on the front page it says Americana Sport Fishing.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, we'll try and get a better line next time, whatever it is. I don't think it's because of Costa Rica, but Mark, we appreciate having you on and telling us all about Costa Rica.
Talk to you later, Mark.
Okay, Grizz, We're going to spend some time now with John Kurska, who's a good friend, partner of mine, and is also a winemaker. So if anybody's got any questions about how to make wine or how to drink wine, I'm sure that he can help us out on that one. And also, I would like to mention before we get in there that earlier in this week, I went out on a charter from Hook's Landing out of Channel Islands, and I just want to give a quick report on that. I have a group of us called the Pobres Rancheros that decided to do something besides maybe go on a horseback ride. He decided to get out in the water and do some fishing. It's a great idea for anybody, and it's a great way for like a team-building event. We had people that got a little green, but we had a lot of people that had never been on the water, and they got to go out and see our Santa Barbara Channel Islands. Everybody caught fish, and so we'd like to thank Hook's Landing for that. And again, you can go to fishtalkradio.com, if I haven't mentioned it before, and right on the front page is Hook's Landing. So appreciate that, guys. Now, John, what we're going to talk a little bit about with Grizz and you and me is something that I know nothing about. Grizz probably knows because he knows a little bit about anything, but you tell us about where you were and what kind of fishing you found out.
Well, I'll tell you what, John. I just took a last-minute spur-of-the-moment trip back to the Missouri, and right outside of Springfield, there's a huge lake out there called Stockton Lake, about 300 miles of a shoreline. And anytime that I go to some new lake or new body of water and I don't know what I'm going to catch, I always hire a licensed guide. And so we did that for a day and just watched what they did, and we took notes, and for the rest of the week went out almost every day. And we did actually great. We caught a walleye, large crappie, largemouth bass, smallmouth bass, and white bass. And even one, the catfish ranged about the 14 pounds on the troll. So it's kind of interesting to see when it's 103 back there and your water temperature is 86 degrees. The lake's great to swim in, but it's just teeming with fish. And we probably saw three boats on the entire 5 days that we fished such a huge body of water and no fishermen.
Wow. Grizz, have you ever been to that part of the world?
Yeah, I done a lot of fishing in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Canada, Michigan, and all that. I like to fish up in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. In Ely is where I used to go up there, and I've caught a lot of nice fish, walleye, northern pike. Never got a really big muskie, which I always wanted to do up there. But, yeah, I know it. The mosquitoes are terrible. Black flies will kill you. But the fishing normally is good.
Yeah. Well, we're going a little bit farther south down in Missouri, which is what part of Missouri were you?
Oh, you're in Missouri. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah, we're it's Stockton, Missouri. It's close to Springfield, right outside of Branson there.
I fish down there. That's where the White River's down there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I fish the White River down by the Ozarks.
Yes, sir. So it's some very interesting water. Water's really clear. They're clear water lakes, but it just shocked me how few anglers there were and how many fish there were. I think we pulled 26 fish out in the first day, and the limits there are incredible. You can catch 20 white bass or 18 walleye. I mean, the limits are incredible. That's per person. So the limits are huge. Yeah.
I thought walleye was a colder water fish.
They stay down there in about maybe 20 feet, but we were fishing in 86 degree water on the top 4 feet. But when you got down there 12 feet and jump into the lake and you let your breath out and drop down there 8 or 10 feet, it gets cold.
Mm-hmm. So, it must have some springs and stuff feeding it.
Yeah, like I said, there's over 300 miles of a shoreline there, so it's a pretty big lake. But boy, with that heat they've been having last week, and I guess they have record heat this week up into the 112s and 113s. So we were happy to come back here to California where it was a cool 81 degrees, 74 degrees. So.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, where John and I live in the, what they call California Riviera in Santa Barbara, we've kind of got an ocean influence here that kind of moderates the temperature. That's why we're here, right, John?
That's why the grapes are here, that's why we're here, and that's why the fish are here.
All right, but not everybody can be here. But that sounds like an incredible adventure. Now, I assume that most of those, obviously, you can't keep very many with kind of volume you're keeping. Is there any of them that are tasty to table fare?
We cooked them all. We had 18 people back at home, basically. So we did two we did two nights there, and we fried them there, and we did some white wine, Sauvignon Blanc, over a couple, and we barbecued the old catfish and threw some Cajun spices on it. Drank a little too much beer, burn it, but that's why it was called Cajun. And we just scraped the black off. So it all worked. Now we know where that term came from.
It was black and fish, but not on purpose.
Absolutely.
Huh?
It was from too many beers.
Hey, that's a great thing. That do you have that Cajun spice? You have that?
Yeah, we use some just a store-bought Cajun rub there, and it blackens on purpose. When you rub it and you put that on the barbecue, it'll blacken up on purpose.
I want it. I love it. It's the best thing in the world. Do me a big favor and give John a bottle of it so he can bring it down to me.
I will do that, Grizz, but I have to tell you, if you've never done blackened fish, or you know what else works great is blackened filet mignon. But if you're going to do blackened fish, you don't do it in the house.
No, it stinks up pretty bad. But that Cajun spice that they got.
Yeah.
A guy came down here and fished with me from Alabama.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah,
brought me
it.
A bottle of that Cajun spice.
Yes.
Dry stuff, and I started using it, and my whole family and Charlie and I absolutely love it.
Oh, yeah. It would be great for probably more of the rockfish. Actually, for anything. For anything.
Well, I use it on duck.
Oh, duck. Okay.
Well, Grizz, I got to warn you, if you just got to be careful when you're preparing it, because when you go to scratch your eye and you get that Cajun spice in there, you'll know what it's all about.
Yeah, well, that's the same eating as chili down here. You never want to peel the chili and then go to the bathroom.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. I found that out.
But anyway, while we're talking about fishing and blackening, what you do, Grizz, the right way to do it is you get a cast iron skillet and you turn it on as high as it'll go and walk away. Come back in about 10 minutes when it's almost white hot. And then you throw that fish in there and immediately this plume of smoke with the mixed with the spice that's evaporating that'll burn your eyes and completely set off every smoke alarm within two blocks. So do it outside.
Yeah, well, that Cajun spice is the best stuff in the world to me. I just fell in love with it. It's just really good.
Okay. Well, you know, that was quite an interesting report, because we do like to get the things from different parts of the country, and it just gives us more and more reasons for more places to go. Grizz, it's just getting more and more difficult the more we talk to people.
No, it never gets difficult. I could just go forever.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been basically doing for 30 years, John.
Yeah, I know.
That's why it cost me all the wives and everything.
Okay.
But there's lots of wives, but not enough time to do everything you want to do in this world.
Okay.
It's a beautiful world we live in. There's so much to do, so much fishing and hunting to do. You got to just get out and do it.
Grizz, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with a lot more of Fish Talk Radio with Mike the Grizz from Adventures South of the Border, John Kurska, John Hennigan, and we're going to be back with you momentarily, so stand by.
West Marine is America's favorite boating supply source. They've got thousands of items to keep your boat looking good and running like new. West Marine has an incredible selection of apparel and footwear for all your adventures on land and sea. Boats, motors, screws, fittings, the latest electronics, fishing gear, apparel, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. With locations nationwide, West Marine has all you need for fun on the water. Call 1-800-BOATING or log on to westmarine.com to locate the store nearest you.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Eat, sleep, drink, go fishing.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan, along with the Grizz, who's in our our office, our studio down in La Paz. And in studio with me, we also have John Kerska. John was just telling us about a trip that he took back to Missouri, which was very, very interesting. And John is also a farmer, winemaker, well-known in the area. And we have another surprise coming on with this. We have another winemaker, Craig Jaffers, but he's also an avid angler, and he just took a road trip that he wants to share with us. Craig?
Hey, how you doing, John?
Better and better.
Good to be here.
Now, we talked to you yesterday, and you had a very kind of an interesting adventure in the Sierras. Now, Craig, I understand that you are a consummate fly angler, and I know your father-in-law very well, who's probably one of the top fly fishers that I know, and it sounds like some of it's rubbed off on you, but give us an idea of what you've been doing.
Pat Wardlaw, my father-in-law, is a big inspiration, and I took a long road trip up the Sierra, up the east side, kind of hitting all my favorite fly fishing spots, and went all the way up actually to the Oregon border and fished the Shasta drainage and the upper Klamath, and I probably fished half a dozen just terrific streams and had a great time.
Well, give us a little bit more specific information, if you can kind of describe the area and the surroundings.
Yeah, well, here's the fish report. So okay. I drove up into Mammoth and spent a couple days, and I fished Hot Creek, which was actually fishing well. Most people who are thinking about going up there know that the river levels, creek levels are a little high because of all the runoff, which is true, but they're dropping kind of daily. Mm-hmm. So right now, those streams are just hitting their prime. So I fished Hot Creek for a couple of evenings and hooked into some really nice-sized fish, landed them. A lot of people are fishing really tiny flies, but I was fishing some big attractors, big black woolly boogers in there.
Now, Craig, a lot of people that are listening to this program are not familiar with these areas, but Mammoth Lakes area is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. And what was the altitude that you were fishing some of those creeks and lakes?
It was not that high. It was probably 4,000 or 5,000 feet. We were fishing right down there on the level where the Owens River goes into Crowley Lake.
Uh-huh.
So, kind of open fishing, cattle running around and a lot of grasslands and willows along the creeks, but, not particularly rocky, high alpine stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, creeks of different sizes. In reality, what you're going to look for up there right now is probably a little bit smaller water because there's so much runoff coming through. But the fish are there, and...
Well, let's continue on north a little bit.
Exciting.
Continue on north and tell us what some you did up farther up the Sierras.
So then I started going into some areas I don't know nearly so well. I drove up past Lee Vining, actually almost to Nevada, to where the East Walker River comes out of the...
Welcome to my page.
Well,
we're going to take you...
Okay. Okay. I think we got somebody in the background going on there down in La Paz. I'm sorry, Craig. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so we hit the East Walker, which is... It's an old fishery, but it's kind of recently discovered as a big trophy brown trout fishery. I think they just opened it again in the last several years, and it's, I think I call it the Miracle Mile, and it's just this beautiful stretch of stream full of giant brown trout.
Right.
A giant brown trout, that's one of my favorite fish of all times. What's a giant brown trout?
Well, the ones you catch probably are... 18, 22 inches. But, literally, last time I was up there, not this trip, I was casting, and I looked down and say, oh, here's this log kind of coming up and brushing up against my leg. And I looked down, and there must have been a 12-pound big, ugly brown trout just sort of floated up to me and checked me out and then just sort of floated away.
Right.
You should have threw a woolly booger to him.
Yeah.
I dangled all sorts of stuff in front of him, and I might as well have not been there. It was really funny.
Yeah. He was done.
Yeah, they're there. They're smarter and older than you are, and they got nothing to do with you.
Maybe that's why. Craig, we're going to have to let you go with that. But thank you very much, for sharing your adventure with us, and we'll have to try this again sometime.
Okay.
Talk to you later, Craig.
Alrighty.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Craig. We'll talk to you soon. What we're going to do now, Grizz, is we're going to go to Todd at Lake Hemet and get an idea of what's going on there. Todd, I understand that the operation of the lake is kind of, I don't know if you guys are recently taken over, but I know there's some exciting stuff going on there. Give us an idea what it is.
Yeah, we're the California Parks Company is now managing Lake Hemet. Lake Hemet is owned by the Lake Hemet Municipal Water District. So the California Parks Company, I don't know if you've heard of them or not, but they're the same agency or company that manages Diamond Valley Lake, also Little Lake, which is also known as Angler's Lake. So they're managing the Lake Hemet campground and boat launching and the rentals of the boats and everything over here, pretty much.
Well, this is certainly the time of the year. I imagine that all the lakes in California, especially Southern California, are getting a lot of use. Is there anything that you would recommend if anybody, let's just kind of make it as a general rule, if anybody that wants to go out and, you know, get on the water, what should they, if they're going to be coming to a lake, what should they bring?
Well, first of all, I just want to let you know that the fish that are being caught right now, most of the fish that are being caught, I mean, there's bluegill here and there, but most of the fish are the trout. The Department of Fish and Game are stocked this lake year-round, so right now, trout is the big deal. And most of the trout right now are pretty much by the dam, so the access to the dam is easiest by a boat. Either you're, you know, launching your own boat or a rental boat. And we have made it easier for folks to rent boats so they don't have to fish around the shore. I mean, I'm not saying fishing is better on the shore, but, you know, a little bit more fish coming in out of the lake on a boat. We've got midweek specials on boats that make it so easy for folks to come out here and fish, John. We've got the 50% off all the motor boats right now, which is huge. Even our pontoon boat is half off, so it's a good deal.
Well, if there's anybody that's on their being vacationing in California in this summer, I would suggest they stop in and check with you.
Yep, we've got the camping. I mean, this is one of the few lakes around that you can literally camp right up to the water and fish from your campsite. I mean, I can't think of, right off the top of my head, any other lake that you can do that, but you can camp right on the lake, fish right from your fishing spot, you know, catch some catfish, bluegill, and right now, too, we also have midweek specials on camping as well. So we've got a special going on right now. You get the third night free Sunday through Thursday. So let's say you book two nights for camping. Well, the third night is on us. It's pretty cool. So.
It sounds like a very, very affordable family vacation. So I'd certainly recommend that. And probably the easiest thing for people to do, because California Parks Company operates numerous lakes, is just get in touch with me. And if you're going to be coming out to California, if you want to get some more information, I'll be happy to put them in touch with you. So, and of course, that is to go to fishtalkradio.com. And then we can make sure that you can find us there, and we'll get you fixed up. But Todd, that was great. It, you know, we certainly want to encourage, you know, before the summer ends, is to get your family together and get out on the lake.
Yeah, I mean, think about it, John. We're in, you know, Southern California. It you know, we do have our winter months up here. It snows. The elevation's you know, up in the 4,000s or so. In fact, it's 4,350 feet. Mm. Fishing is year-round. I mean, I can't tell people enough, you know, wintertime is good time to fish. I mean, come on, we're talking trout.
There you go. That's right. That's right.
You know, when do you catch trout? You catch trout in the colder waters.
Sounds
so
good.
You know, you got to get up here. Anybody, get up any lakes. Get up and fish. Go.
Thanks.
Get off the couch.
Thanks, Todd. I think you may have a new career in broadcasting. We appreciate you coming on.
All right, thanks, John.
You betcha.
Talk to you later, Todd.
Okay, while we're in California, we're going to stick around and go down to Southern California. We've got Dan Hart, who is at the Superstore, West Marine, down in San Diego. Dan's going to give us a little bit of an idea of what's going on in Southern California.
Dan, hey, guys, how are you doing?
Fantastic.
Good, Dan.
Yeah. We're doing well down here, too, although the weather's been keeping us out the water for a few days. It's been bumpy outside, and the washing machine effect's been going on. We've had some mixed swell and some wind on it, so it's been pretty tough finding the kelps and finding the stuff offshore. It sounds like what they are catching is down 100, 110 south of San Diego on the day and a half boats. You get a little bit of stuff on the paddies out there. There's a little bit of a yellowtail, a couple of yellowfin, and every once in a while somebody caught a Dorado. That kind of thing's been going on. Up north of there, here in the kelp beds, the afternoons have been doing pretty good for the kelp bass. Calico fishing has been okay when it's just not too windy to fish, but it's been kind of bumpy here, so we're kind of waiting for it to lay down and getting ready to go fishing for this next time.
Well, we keep talking about it every week, Dan, about the weather off of California, Southern California. You know, it seems like it's great, and, you know, and then we get a little bit of wind or something and blows it down. So whenever you have an opportunity to go out, it's a good time to do it, because if you're going to wait for things to settle down and to happen, you might be missing it.
That's right. I mean, you want to go fishing when you can, but I mean, it has been up enough so a lot of guys have turned around on the offshore stuff. The inshore stuff's not so bad, but offshore you got to pay attention, you got to be safe, and make sure you're going out in conditions that you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of got to look at that for right now. But I think that's going to lay down a little bit here. We're getting a swell in, I think, but that's not going to hurt as much.
Dan, what we'd like to do is now we've got less than about a minute, but give us an idea what you've got at West Marine that we should know about.
Right now, we got a great thing going on. Just this morning, we opened up a clearance table of all the clearance discontinued items in fishing. It's an extra 40% off for the week or so. So that's a great time if you want to come down and pick through some clearance items that are now an extra 40% off. But this is the time to come down to the store.
But that's only in your store. We can't go to any West Marine to do that.
It's only in my store. And also, for the next 3 days through this weekend, we have a great deal. We've got a giant pond set up in the parking lot. You can try before you buy a kayak. So you can come down and get in the kayak and go paddling around in our pond and see how you like it. And the kayaks are going to be 15% off for the next 3 days.
Wow. And there's always new stuff coming in. And if you want to find out what it is, you get in touch with somebody that knows what they're doing, in particular Dan Hart at West Marine, and ask him about, because he's an angler. He uses the stuff, and he can give you the straight scoop on it. And they know what they're doing, especially at that West Marine store.
Yeah, you can call me here. I'm here through Tuesday through Saturday in the AMs. Call me at 619-225-8844 or find me at 1250 Rosecrans right down by Shelter Island Drive. We're just a couple of blocks from the landing.
Okay, and if you didn't get that phone number, go back to fishtalkradio.com and listen to it again. We really appreciate you tuning in to Fish Talk Radio, and we're going to be back with you next week. But remember, go to webtalkradio.net and you listen to this and any of the previous shows. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.